WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. McDonald's says it will appeal a $27 million judgment ordered by a Brazos County District Court jury. The verdict involves the deaths of two Blinn College students in a College Station crash 2 years ago. The 18 and 19-year-olds were on their way to the hospital following a fight at the Northgate McDonald's. A copy of the verdict form is online at WTAW.com. College Station Police has beefed up its patrol in an area where there's been 19 vehicle burglaries and two stolen vehicles since last Friday. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says all the thief had to do was open the door.
They appear to be targeting unlocked vehicles and then taking very small items, something that a single person could possibly carry with them or move back and forth to a vehicle to get out of the area.
The crimes are west of the freeway, north of Arrington, and south of Graham. Photos of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. The new owner of what used to be called Briarcrest Country Club wants to add housing on the property. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing next week to consider a rezoning request to multifamily. Wallace Phillips of the Phillips Event Center has not determined how many units.
I don't want to do away with any of the holes of the golf course or anything else, so what we thought we'd do is do the rezoning to where we can get multifamily and keep that multifamily zoning up against the clubhouse.
Phillips says pending city approval, he hopes to secure a hotel during the second quarter of next year, then add condos or brownstones in 2016. The Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is next Thursday night, August 7th, starting at 6 in City Council chambers. A multi-million-dollar retail and hotel development in the Bio Corridor is expected to include more economic development incentives. Brazos County Commissioners this week unanimously approved a proposed amendment to an agreement made with the City of Bryan in 2000 to accommodate what's known as the Atlas Development. If approved by the city, $3.8 million in future property tax money would be diverted to infrastructure and amenities. Mayor Jason Byanski was asked about the proposal on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
It's something we will be discussing and will continue to discuss in the near future.
The council is scheduled to take action the second week of August. This is in addition to $2.4 million originally set aside for the privately owned Atlas Hotel and Conference Center. Developers plan to break ground on the four-star boutique hotel by March of next year, and its opening is projected for May of 2016. While the city of College Station is attempting to recover federal grant money misspent by a local nonprofit, there have been no issues with the same organization in Bryan.
In Bryan, city officials provide details of six contracts where Embrace Brazos Valley built two new homes, rebuilt three owner-occupied homes, and repaired two rental homes. Bryan has not given Embrace any community housing grant contracts since learning what happened in College Station, but Embrace has been awarded contracting jobs in Bryan where they were the lowest qualified bidder. Bryan officials also noted Embrace has done several minor repair projects and has provided free services. Embrace Brazos Valley owes $181,000 after College Station officials learned that money was spent outside the city limits and not for building two homes to be purchased by income-eligible buyers. The Embrace chief financial officer told WTAW News yesterday they're still working on preparing a public response to what's happened in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:09. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
University Pediatric Association is proud to announce that Dr. Patricia Goen has joined our team of pediatric specialists. Dr. Goen is a graduate of the UT Health Science Center in San Antonio and completed her pediatric training at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, where she was named Pediatric Resident of the Year. Please join us in welcoming Dr. Goen to the only pediatric practice ever to be voted Best of the Brazos Valley. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's special. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagetractor.com.
Heavy showers and thunderstorms are found in the northeast corner of the state this morning. A little bit of precipitation trailing in our direction. Today, sun and clouds, 90 to 95. We could have an isolated thunderstorm. Tonight, there's the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Lots of cloudiness developing tomorrow. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm near 90. We'll have sunshine during the day Saturday. Maybe a stray thunderstorm. It's warmer Saturday, 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, here we go. We're going to do a top 10. We just don't do that very often, but good reason.
All 10?
Dogs, yes. And cats sleeping together.
I understand. Good reason, though, because you, two reasons. This is the last day of July.
Okay.
And July is National Ice Cream Month, okay? And so they're going to give us the list of, you know, top 10 flavors. Well, we don't need to do, you know, the top two or three or four because we've always known what those were.
Right.
They're not important.
No.
It's the other ones, okay? Because after you've gone from the top, from vanilla and chocolate and butter pecan and strawberry and Neapolitan, okay, they've been there forever, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's see what those second five are.
All right.
Just to see if there have been any changes or anything that's really made any difference. Number six is chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay.
Been around a while.
Yeah.
Number seven, French vanilla.
Okay.
Okay. Number eight, cookies and cream. Okay.
Yeah.
Got that. Number nine is vanilla fudge ripple.
Okay.
Mm.
And number 10 is praline pecan.
Yeah.
So there you are. Which could also be pralines and cream.
Which I happen to
yes.
like a lot.
Mm. Well, I was talking to somebody the other day at from a grocery-torium, mentioning that we had been discussing generics. He said it almost made me bring some food up there. I thought, whoa, what the heck? We'll talk about it every day if that's what we
yeah.
need to do. So anyway. All right, so earlier this morning, we were talking about if you happen to be a Pudgette or a Pudger and you want to stay that way, where to eat. But first, is the bathroom scale your friend or foe? Well, see, that depends. If you have a preteen or a teen who's on the pudgy side, you might want to drag the scale out of the closet. A report in the Journal of Adolescent Health found that overweight teens, especially boys, who frequently weighed themselves, were better at managing their weight and actually shedding a few pounds. However, if you've got a teenage girl in the house, you may want to ditch the bathroom scale. Adolescent girls who frequently self-weigh more prone to binging or skipping meals. What if you have one of each? Huh. That's your own quandary. That's your own quandary to take care of. But in the meantime, if you are looking for a place to really continue to pack it on, and I'm guessing the purpose of this announcement is to shame these people into doing something about their menu. But the Extreme Eating Award goes to the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, my God.
Because of...
Whoa. Everything on their menu. Come on. Do they even have a heart healthy section on the Cheesecake Factory?
I'm sure buried in there somewhere. God, that menu.
I've only eaten at one Cheesecake Factory.
Same here.
And I think twice. It's the same location twice, anyhow. Yeah. But apparently, their bruleed French toast cheesecake.
Oh, my.
Is, in fact, the unhealthiest meal offered by any restaurant in U.S. America.
Oh, I felt it twinge my
yeah.
heart.
Holy cow.
I'm just saying. Okay. Anyway, 2,780 calories, which is basically 380 more than the maximum daily intake, okay, for the entire day. To put it another way, it's equal to eating 14 slices of Aunt Jemima frozen home-style French toast stuffed with 2.5 tubes of Kraft Philadelphia original cream cheese spread.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, the Extreme Eating Awards are held by the Washington-based nonprofit Center for Science in the Public Interest. Hey, Patrick.
Yes?
Why don't you Google Extreme Eating Awards 2014? Because we can't let it just be number one. There have got to be some other things that are available here in town that could be in the top five or six.
I'd like to think so.
So if you'll look up Extreme, and they spelled it, you know, XT.
Oh, of course they did.
Yes, the Extreme, because you know what? They're so hip and happening at the Center for Science and the Public Interest. What they've done is they've held these awards just to shame these companies. The artery-clogging brunch item includes 93 grams of saturated fat, 2,230 grams of sodium, and 24 teaspoons of sugar. And that doesn't include the 200 calories of bacon or ham that you get as a side. Why would you need a side with that?
Golly, none of these are here.
Oh, I hate that.
Looking at Red Robin Gourmet Burgers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a dish, an entree from Famous Dave's.
Yeah.
And, we do have a BJ's Brewhouse.
Oh, all right. What would that one be then?
That's the unique that's what they have. Signature deep dish chicken bacon ranch pizza.
Oh, yeah.
God, that thing is tiny.
It's chicken, though. How bad can it be?
2,160 calories, okay. 30 grams of saturated fat.
Oh, well, at 2,100 calories, you're still below your daily limit.
And 4.6 grams of sodium.
4.6? Grams.
Yeah.
Oh, it's grams. Usually,
exactly.
Oh, grams.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're talking
yeah.
4.5 paper clips here worth of salt.
Yeah. All
Great
right.
Scott.
All right, so we've got one of those here.
Yes.
That's good. All right.
Chevy's Fresh Mex. Nope, don't have that. Another Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
And
so the Cheesecake Factory had something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pasta Disaster.
Oh, okay. Now, here's the deal now. And the other thing is that you have to also know that it comes with a quarter cup of butter-infused syrup to go with it.
All right. Butter-infused
yep.
syrup?
If you think you can work this meal off to neutralize the calories in the brûlée French toast cheesecake, you'd have to swim 7 hours in the pool. Swim laps for 7 hours to work that baby off. So
I don't think many people eating that could watch 7 hours of swimming in
good,
a pool.
Good point. Yes, that's a good point. Oh, I'm just saying. So there you go. And again, but they're serving a need. You have to understand they are filling a need, albeit a large hole someplace that needs to be done. So, I mean, good on them. If you want to go do that, then you can go do that. And then in the meantime, let's see what else we have for you. Oh, the... do you remember the story we had, I think, earlier this week about OkCupid and how they had done tests where they had kind of falsely matched people to see if,
yes.
if it really could click?
Mm-hmm.
They're in trouble now.
Why?
Well, they may have, in fact, violated FTC policies. The Federal Trade Commission may be after them. On Monday, the company president, his name is Christian Rutter, said that OkCupid had taken pairs of bad matches, told them they were exceptionally good matches for each other. So when you tell people
yeah.
they're a good match, they act as if they are.
Right.
Even though they may not be. Well, the site actions may be in violation of a provision in the FTC Act that protects customers from unfair and deceptive practices.
Well, now, here's how they might be able to get out of it. And I'm not defending them one way or the other, but if it's an algorithm that matches people and they're testing their assumptions,
okay.
what if they assumed wrong? What if they, in good faith, said, we think you're a good match based on our algorithm, and they weren't?
They can just say
so
bad.
All they're saying is we didn't agree with our algorithm.
Yeah.
We gave you a different choice to see if you disagreed with our algorithm.
Okay, I got you. Okay, sure. I can see that. So Jesse Brody of the law firm Manette Phelps and Phillips says when you're matching people up with individuals who are not good matches, that would actually be deceptive. However, Christian Rutter, the head of OkCupid, maintains that the website has received less than 10 complaints. Actually, if it were proper, he'd say fewer than 10 complaints, but never mind. And that this kind of research is legal under the site's terms of service. Oh, well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's in that 83-page thing that
there
you clicked.
There you go.
Yeah. It's also a free site, which means the impact is negligible. And that may be a point, too. Well, it's an interesting argument. We'll see what happens. Again, I would hope the FTC has some stuff that they really do need to take care of rather than this. This would tend to be, I would think, frivolous. And again, if you're told and you believe that way, I mean, I can see that there's not any harm there, as opposed to if you believe that it's a bad match and how you would behave, because again, it's going to be a behavioral thing. All right, it's 8:21. We'll see.
Want to promote your business to Texas A&M students? Register now for the 10th annual Aggieland Market, a vendor fair where students, faculty, and staff can learn more about local businesses and their services. Aggieland Market is a part of Gig'em Week, Aggieland's official week of welcome, and will be held on Friday, August 29th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sol Ross Plaza on the Texas A&M campus. Registration ends August 1st and space is limited. For more information, call 979-845-1741. Brought to you by the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Barnes & Noble at Texas A&M University, Dex Media, Hope Pregnancy Center, Kroger, Pepsi, and Candy 95. Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
More new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was an increase last week in the number of workers signing up for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 302,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits, 23,000 more than the prior week. Challenger Gray and Christmas reports today the number of layoffs announced by employers this month was up nearly 50% from June. Technology may be a mixed blessing for workers. A fifth of the companies surveyed by CareerBuilder say they have replaced employees with automation, but the majority of employees that have made the changes say their adoption of new technology has created other positions. About a third of the firms say they ended up with more workers than they had prior to the automation. ExxonMobil's second quarter profit was up 28% from a year ago. That topped Wall Street forecasts. MasterCard posted stronger than expected quarterly results. Stock market futures still sharply lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
He's driving it.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Alan Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley competition.
Get a little bit of a break from the temperatures today, maybe only 91 or 92. And again, we haven't hit 100 yet, which is nice. And it's atypical, though. You know that. The summers are hot, and the summers actually, the warm temperatures actually go on, well, often into October. Folks at Intercon want to remind you that there are some ways that you can, in fact, make your home more energy efficient, and it'll show up on your utility bill, which is a good thing, headed in the right direction. Give them a call at 823-3639. Let them come out and show you the solar screen options that you have. And you can choose the amount of blockage you want, the color. You can have grids on the solar screens. Basically, this next generation of solar screens is a lot more fashionable than the first one, so you add fashion and function. And this can make a difference immediately on the inside of your home where you have that maybe you have that window that's facing to the west and the sun pounding down on that, or you have it in the east and makes the inside of your home a lot cooler. You can do shades if you want to, so you can raise and lower them because there may be a time of the year when you want that sun coming in. But all those options are available for you, along with energy-efficient windows from Intercon. They are energy experts. They'll give you a fair price. They'll leave you alone after the estimate because they don't want to use any high-pressure tactics. They don't have to. They have good products at fair prices. And remember, if you're a BTU customer, there may be some incentives there for you as well. 823-3639, the number to call for Intercon.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Okay, guys, I know you've heard me talking about Restore MX, the ED supplement from the Activate company, and I'm sure that many of you are wondering if it really works. Okay, you know, that's a fair question, and I have got the answer. The folks at Activate tell me that virtually 97% of the men who order Restore MX reorder time after time. Now, that can only mean one thing. It works. Men are getting the results they want, or believe me, they wouldn't order another round of it. It's a non-drug, all-natural supplement that really works. Time to be your old self again? Time to be the man you used to be? Find out more at myactivate.com. Or you can call them toll-free at 800-465-4411, and they'll send you free information. Remember, like all Activate products, it's 100% guaranteed. It must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. I know you weren't there. Okay, well, maybe a few of you were, but even if you were, you're probably too young to remember much of what it was really like. I'm referring to the big stock market crash of 1929. In itself, it was a disaster, but more importantly, it set off other things that were even worse. You might remember reading accounts of stockbrokers and investors being so despondent over the collapse of the market that some jumped from high-rises, committing suicide. Entire companies were ruined, and many thousands of people lost their life savings. You probably also know that several things happened because of the crash, and I'm betting at least one thing that you didn't know. The Great Depression followed, of course. Companies went out of business, so there went the jobs. There, too, went the opportunities for business to recover and get back on their feet. And when American business is down, much of the world suffers, too. President Hoover got most of the blame. Actually, it cost him the re-election. FDR swept into office on the tails of that disaster. It was a huge victory for FDR. A chicken in every pot was his campaign slogan. And I guess that pretty much says it all, huh? Except for one thing you probably didn't know. Another country was having exactly the same problems at exactly the same time we were. You see, that country had been through a war about a decade earlier and was devastated. They were in debt to the tune of about $6 billion, and they were required to pay over $600 million a year in war debts. And guess where the vast majority of that money came from? Yep, the good old U.S. of A. But when the market crash of 29 threw us into a depression, that country went right along with us. We were in such bad shape ourselves, we hardly noticed anyone else. Not that we could have done anything about it, but it caused some real problems in their country, too. And a new leader emerged. One also bent on recovering their economy, but in a different manner than a chicken in every pot. No, this leader saw recovery in the takeover of other countries and living off their profits. And that's exactly what he did. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. It's a little-known fact that our stock market crash of 1929 set off the chain of events that prevented Germany from paying its World War I debts, plunging that country into a depression and causing the rise of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich.
Do you think that the U.S. Supreme Court can put an end to warrantless cell phone searches? Better think again. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. If your family's like mine, they storm through the kitchen looking for snacks like they're clear-cutting a forest. All that's left is a trail of empty chip bags and cookie crumbs. Then I feel guilty. I can't let them eat all those fatty, sugary snacks loaded with chemicals and artificial flavoring, but good luck getting anyone at the Commando household to eat healthy snacks. Then I discovered NatureBox.com. This is the ultimate snacker's paradise for people who love snacks but care about what we eat and feed our families. They've got over 100 delicious, nutritious, guilt-free snacks. But my fave so far are the chili lime pistachios. Order a bag of chili lime pistachios in your first Nature Box and then email me because you know you're going to love them. So let's review. Go to naturebox.com/Kim. Select the snacks you want delivered to your door and enter promo code Kim because I've got half off your first Nature Box order. That's right, 50% off. And they ship your snack choices free to your door. Go to naturebox.com/Kim now for 50% off. naturebox.com/Kim. That's naturebox.com/Kim. If you think that the landmark United States Supreme Court ruling a month ago requiring that police get a warrant before searching your cell phone finally put an end to the matter, you better think again. And what I'm about to tell you is very important for business and vacation travelers who are coming back into the United States from foreign countries. While you have a Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure, there is an exception in federal law that allows federal officials to search and seize virtually anything you're bringing back in the country. I'm talking about your luggage, your clothes, your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, you name it. With digital devices, they're also free to copy all its contents. No warrant necessary. At airports, seaports, the U.S. border in Mexico and Canada, and highways running close to the border. You can read more about this important exception to the law and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The next Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting includes a request to add housing to what used to be called Briarcrest Country Club. A public hearing is scheduled to consider a rezoning request to allow multiple family housing near the golf course at what has been renamed the Phillips Event Center.
It's no longer yesterday's country club. It's newer, it's fresher, it's someplace that you'll want to come and watch Monday night football, tailgate parties, or just come out with your family and have a nice dinner. Or when you get through with the facility, you know, it'd be swimming, driving range, golf, where you can come in and actually sit down with your friends, spend some time, call your wife and say, you know, why don't you come out, let's have dinner here.
The new owner, Wallace Phillips, says it's part of the rebranding from what used to be a private club to a public event center. Yet to be determined are the number of housing units and whether there will be additional entrances and exits. The rezoning request is scheduled for the P&Z meeting a week from tonight. The Bryan City Council is negotiating more incentives to bring a 4-star boutique hotel and conference center to the Bio Corridor. Mayor Jason Bielinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs wasn't ready to provide details.
We're still in formal talks and negotiations of what we can do to work with them in their development and looking at all they have to offer for that west side Bio Corridor there.
The council is scheduled to act the second week of August on amending an agreement that was approved this week by the Brazos County Commission. In addition to diverting $2.4 million in future property tax for the Atlas Hotel and Conference Center, another $3.8 million would go towards streets and other infrastructure and amenities that would include parks, lakes, a trail system, parking lots, and a wellness center. Groundbreaking is projected for next February or March, with the hotel's opening slated for May of 2016. A Brazos County District Court jury has ordered McDonald's to pay $27 million. McDonald's will appeal the verdict, which is online at WTW.com, where the jury ruled the restaurant was 97% responsible for the deaths of two Blinn College students. They were among four people in a vehicle that was struck by a pickup that ran a red light. They were on their way to the hospital after two were injured during a fight in the parking lot of north of McDonald's, the parking lot of the Northgate McDonald's. Another reminder to lock your vehicles and remove your valuables is due to 10 more burglaries and a stolen SUV that took place Tuesday in a College Station neighborhood. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says since last Friday, 19 unlocked vehicles have been burglarized and two vehicles stolen after thieves found spare keys.
We're asking for the public to be watchful. If they have any information regarding suspicious activity, to please give us a call. And our officers have increased their patrols in that particular area, and we're hopeful to find these individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
Online at WTAW.com are photos of the suspects. The victims are in an area south of Graham, north of Arrington, and west of the freeway. The College Station cases follow at least seven similar crimes reported to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office south of College Station near FM 2154. A local nonprofit housing provider is in trouble with the city of College Station, but they have a clean record in Bryan.
After Embrace Brazos Valley was caught spending federal grant money given by College Station on a project out of town, Bryan city officials say they stopped awarding Embrace projects using money from the Community Housing Development Program. Before that, Embrace received three of those grants in Bryan, totaling more than $130,000 to build two homes and repair two rentals. Embrace also received another $260,000 from another federal grant administered in Bryan to rebuild three owner-occupied homes. Bryan officials say Embrace has been very responsive and all seven homes were sold. Back in College Station, the city council last week agreed to reimburse the Department of Housing and Urban Development $181,000, and staff was directed to collect from Embrace, which was supposed to build two homes to be purchased by income-eligible buyers. Officials of the faith-based nonprofit told us yesterday they're still working on a public statement regarding what happened in College Station. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Before the end of the week, the U.S. Senate is expected to approve a $16 billion veterans health bill that passed the House by a margin of 420-5. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, among those voting yes, says it's a step that could lead to downsizing the Veterans Administration, focusing the nation's second largest bureaucracy on specialized care.
Where it working with the DOD gives the best health care anywhere. And then for everything else, you give a veteran's choice card to those veterans, and they go out and get the health care that they want in their local community.
Flores also voted in favor of suing the president, which was approved along party lines, accusing him of exceeding his constitutional powers regarding Obamacare. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 8:39. Time for us to do a little bit of a weather thing. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Heavy showers and thunderstorms are found in the northeast corner of the state this morning. A little bit of precipitation trailing in our direction. Today, sun and clouds, 90 to 95. We could have an isolated thunderstorm. Tonight, there's the chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 70 to 75. Lots of cloudiness developing tomorrow. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm near 90. We'll have sunshine during the day Saturday. Maybe a stray thunderstorm. It's warmer Saturday, 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, basically that radar profile really hadn't changed that much up in Tyler and up into the Arklatex, if you will. There's some fairly good shower activity there, but none of it pushing down this way. As they tell us, if there's going to be any, it'll happen probably after 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Pop up.
Yeah, could be. Just
a little pop up.
Little heat. So, George Zimmerman back in the news.
Oh, no.
George found back behind a motorcycle and gun store in Orlando, Florida. At the time, he told the police that the owner had asked him to provide security for the store because it had been burglarized. Store manager said he hadn't hired him. They couldn't give him a ticket because he hadn't done anything wrong. He did have a gun with him. He's got a license for it. So, anyway. George still out there. Just, you know, there. What can I say? Here's our crazy cat lady story for today.
All right.
Las Vegas annual animal control officers pulled 112 cats from a house where the 47-year-old woman was living with them. As you might imagine, it was a bit of a mess. Smelled pretty bad. HuffPo reports that also there was no air conditioning because it had been broken, so the house did not smell so good. And, in fact, smelled so badly that repairmen refused to come inside. The smell led to complaints from nearby residents. And a visit from building inspectors who arrived on July 24th. It took the officers 8 hours to clear the house, and the two workers were overcome by the odor and the 110-degree heat.
But it's a dry heat.
Yeah, right, exactly. Except in there where it probably smelled bad. So we're seeing. Consumers are increasingly relying on drugstore health clinics for helping to manage their asthma, their diabetes, and their preventive care. Yes, sir?
I was just trying to get my microphone on.
Oh, it was on.
I tried talking several times.
Really?
I heard you.
Yeah, I heard you.
Really? Because I didn't come. That's weird. Because I didn't hear it in here.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, no.
Guess I'm going to have to jiggle the handle a little more.
Okay. They get stuck. Yeah.
I guess so.
A Walgreens study also reports loyalty to these healthcare hybrids is growing, with more than half of the patients using them and saying that they will return in the future. Typically, they are staffed by nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. Okay. Those would be NPs and PAs. They're favorites with patients when kids get those after-hour earaches or some sort of a sports checkup needs to be done. Study reports 17% of the visits to the clinics in 2013 were for preventive services, screening of chronic illness visits, and that's up from about 4% in 07. So, in other words, in 7 years, this thing has gone up from 4% to 17%. But that's not impressing. The Harvard Business Review calls the retail clinic performance disappointing. You know, there had been a company, I thought, who had contracted with Walmart to do this. And I think, again, it's like so many other services that you get if you will be where people go rather than them having to come to you. Good example of that is the Postal Service in many countries has moved into hardware stores or pharmacies or places where people go rather than making you go to their exact location.
Hmm.
If they make themselves more convenient, the product or service may, in fact, be used more often. Hadn't maybe caught on exactly here yet. And again, Americans are not like the folks in Europe in oh so many ways, but if you are talking about the idea of being able to move effectively from one place to another, if you can do more things in one place, then you will go there.
It's absolutely.
Pretty much the business model of the Big Blue Monster. So we'll see. Authorities in Michigan having a tough time getting a suspect to appear in court because he's been to the Cheesecake Factory too much. 625-pound Jeffrey Klein. That'd be 625 on your radio. Okay. He's 44 years old. He confessed to calling in a fake bomb threat to the Cedar Springs Mobile Home Park because he was angry about the fines he received from park management. Man, I'd like to know what kind of mobile home he's got. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Double wide.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying we got structural efficiency there, that's for sure. Anyway, he was ordered to appear in the Kent County Circuit Court, but he didn't show up. Claims he arrived outside the courthouse but started feeling ill and went to the hospital instead. Next time he appeared, he was informed that he faced 15 years in jail, and he immediately said he felt sick again. See? No Cheesecake Factory. Since then, Mr. Klein hasn't returned to court because he's been bedridden due to his extreme weight. There is a warrant for his arrest, but police have no idea how to transport him from his bed across town to the courthouse. Klein's attorney is asking the charges be dismissed. Well, of course.
I'm still stuck on the fact that his weight can be measured on the amplitude modulated radio wave band.
Wow. You like that idea,
that's
don't you?
Something.
Yeah.
Mind-boggling.
That's 625 on your radio, so there you go. All right, well, we'll stay on this pharmacy kick here. Police in Kent, Washington, on the lookout for a man. They say robbed a pharmacy using his iPhone, okay? According to the police, the suspect walked into the Rite Aid pharmacy, said his name was Michael Edwards, and handed his iPhone to the pharmacy tech. The employee says the phone had a message on the screen stating he was robbing the pharmacy and he had a gub, and he was prepared to use it. The nervous worker, it says here, handed the robber 23 bottles of oxycodone.
Whoa.
And the suspect fled. A police spokesman said, our concern is this guy got away with it once and he's likely to try it again. The investigation ongoing, and so far no arrests have been made. Just need to make sure that all the players in this thing are on the different sides of the law, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
23 bottles of oxycodone? I'm thinking you probably could have given him two, but again, I wasn't there. I'm not sure. Just seems to be a little unusual.
It does.
Again, earlier this week, we were talking about generics and stuff. Despite declining traffic and spending, most U.S. Americans say traditional grocery stores are still their preferred brand. A new report said that, see, and these are all things that we don't have here. Midwesterners prefer Hy-Vee as their favorite store, okay? Southerners go for Publix. We don't have those.
Nope.
Shoppers in the Northeast prefer Wegmans. They're not around. There is only one region out in the West that named a non-traditional chain as its leading brand, selecting the warehouse club Costco as its top preference. Costco's are amazing. Those things are amazing. Golly. You can go in there and... Oh.
Is it like Sam's?
Oh, on steroids, buddy. On steroids.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, what happened was the business model's a little different. Because Sam's really started, as I recall it, as a business-to-business type situation where you could go in and buy things for your business primarily. Well, obviously the people at Walmart, not dummies, they decided to start adding more things in there because they realized people would buy a gallon of mouthwash if you gave them a gallon of mouthwash, and so they do. But Costco started from day one. I mean, they put the food front and center. They just do. So if you want to go in there and buy 27 lobster tails, you know, you can go do that.
Well, but, and, you know, they always get brought up when people discuss minimum wage.
Yeah.
Because they do pay their employees more, and they're going for a different type of employee.
They are. And it's the – I've been in one, California's nice store, very nice store, and but it did. It had a tremendous amount of variety when it came to food and beverage that not necessarily Sam's had at this time. And I think we've got Costco's down in
around
Austin and Houston and Dallas. They're, so they are there. Okay, Anderson Cooper says that he grew up thinking Cher was his sister. I was just reading Us Weekly yesterday. I do that so you don't have to.
Doctor's visit or something?
No, just standing in the checkout. You know, when people bumped me, then I moved out of the way, but I was reading it. Anyway, he tells Us Weekly that his mother, that's designer Gloria Vanderbilt, used to call Cher her fantasy daughter. So I guess Anderson, living in a fantasy world, decided that was his sister.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Wow. Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas. Summer savings are going on now at Douglas Nissan. Want a crossover with everything? Nissan Murano is the complete package combining style and safety. Right now, you can get $7,500 off MSRP or 0% APR for up to 72 months on a new 2014 Nissan Murano. Cool down with hot savings only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Offer includes $2,500 Nissan customer cash, $500 captive cash, $500 bonus cash, and $1,500 Douglas discount. Six at this price. Model code 23114.
Hey, Brazos Valley. It's Pete Lair with Harvey Warspangers. Summertime, vacation time, a great time until you have to come home with all those dirty clothes. Don't unpack those suitcases into piles of laundry everywhere. Bring them to Harvey Warspangers. Load them into as many machines as you want. We have 80. Then go up front and relax. We've got great food, a wonderful selection of chilled Texas craft beers, and more. Whether it's just lots of clothes, bedrolls, it really doesn't matter. We've got different size machines for almost anything, and our friendly attendants can help show you how everything works. You could even go one step further and just drop it off. Let us take care of everything. There's a lot of reasons we do more drop-off laundry than anyone else around. We were even featured last month in American Coin Op magazine. That's the premier national publication for the laundromat industry. One of the things I hear all the time is, gee, wish we had something like this where I live. There's lots of reasons it's great to live in the Brazos Valley, but one of them is you have Harvey Washbangers. Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station, one of America's most unique businesses.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
9 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, not that we're in any imminent danger of a giant anteater attack, okay.
But we're all going to die.
Well, yeah, we will, yeah. But just in case, I mean, it's not going to be necessarily like an anteater NATO. Okay.
Oh, good heavens.
But you will need to get out of the way because giant anteaters will take you out. Scientists say so. It's a case study that has been reported in Wilderness and Environment Medicine. Okay. There's apparently a journal called that. It details a gruesome anteater attack in Brazil that left 100 dead. Another man was killed in a similar confrontation 2 years ago. Okay. So we've had 2 deaths in 3 years. So that means that, without a doubt, the anteater NATO is on the way. LiveScience.com says it's very rare for a long-nosed creature like that to come into contact with humans. Researchers say they're warning humans to stay out of the anteater turf. My ants, I want them. Just but saying.
Mauled by an anteater?
I don't know. I don't know how you do that.
What, were you licked to death?
I'm not sure. I'm not not sure. Hey, this is a neat story. This is a really pretty cool story here. Guy's name is Bruce Kroll. He owns a Culver's restaurant in Platteville, Wisconsin. Found himself in a tough spot when he discovered that his restaurant had burned down. This happened last November. Now, while the insurance covered his 40 employees' pay for 60 days, Bruce decided the right thing to do was to continue to pay his workers out of his pocket until the restaurant was rebuilt, which amounted to about 4 months' worth of pay. It's a total of $144,000. He used the profits from other Culver's franchises that he owns in Iowa to help pay his Wisconsin workers until it reopened. Ask his employees just to pay it forward by spending some time volunteering in the community.
That's pretty sharp.
I mean, that is just outstanding. So there, for all those people who think that, you know, not everybody's like that, but he saw the ability to do it. He was going to reopen. He wanted to treat his employees right, and so there you are. Australian tour guide allegedly drove her group around while drunk in public. Owner of the tour company has apologized to the 8 tourists who fled from their hotel rooms after the tour bus was pulled over by police. Oh. Yeah, you think when you get on a big bus that you ought to be safe. Ought to be a safe situation.
One would think.
Yeah, well, apparently that's not it. Forecast just released from Deloitte says while online shopping has moved into second place in its survey for the first time, just behind discount chains like Walmart and Target, and tied with office supply stores, 57% intend to research products online before they go out and buy them in stores, and 40% say that they prefer to purchase from stores that allow them to pick up the items that they order online. The trend is called web rooming, browsing products online, then traveling to a store to get them in an apparent reaction to shipping charges and concerns about online security. 55% of respondents say they are more concerned this year than last that their data could be stolen while they're shopping online. Obviously makes sense because we've had a whole bunch of really, really bad situations. And again, we don't know how many near misses there might be out there, too. Deloitte's survey finds families are somewhat less fearful about the economy than in recent years, about 73%. Its survey does show that families with kids in grades K through 12 intend to spend $540 on back-to-school items and more than double the amount, $1,225 for your college-age offspring. As for those economic worries, high food prices still top the list, but concerns about energy costs fell 5%. We were talking at the House. Larry Kudlow, who's on this radio station on the weekends, said there's not inflation. Bull donkeys. That's not true. I mean, go see what stuff costs in the grocery store, okay? And I'm not just picking on the grocery store, but just stuff costs more money. I do really believe that we do have inflation going on.
Absolutely.
Whatever you used to buy costs a few cents more in some cases. Well, we were talking about apples. I can remember when I used to buy apples for, 98 cents a pound. It's tough to find them for less than a buck and a quarter a pound now. It's not a great increase in money, but it comes out of your pocket, and it's money that you might have spent someplace else. So, to end it, we got it better here than a whole bunch of folks do, that's for sure. About 3 minutes till.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. Each year, the Junior League provides school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 7th at the Brazos Center, HEB Tejas, and HEB Tower Point for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you'll consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Howdy, Ags. This is Laurie Corbelli, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggie volleyball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we're excited to get back on the court and play in front of the 12th man, the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $65. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you'll join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this fall. Gig 'em!
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
He's got more nerve than a medulla oblongata. So much style, you'll lose voluntary control of your somatic nervous system. He'll relieve the pain in your brain. He is Dr. Ben Carson. And he's coming to Aggieland to share his message on the tough issues facing our country and the role of faith in public life. Hear Dr. Ben Carson on August 26th at 7 p.m. in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets through the MSC box office. All proceeds benefit the Hope Pregnancy Center of Brazos Valley. Visit partnerwithhope.org to find out more.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. In-flight Wi-Fi increasingly influencing travelers' decisions on which airline to fly. A full two-thirds base their flight selection based on the availability of Wi-Fi, according to Honeywell's Aerospace latest wireless connectivity survey. Nearly a quarter say that they have paid more for a flight that has Wi-Fi. And almost half, a full 45%, said they would be willing to give up other in-flight conveniences in order to be able to log on to speeds like they have at home.
I believe that.
The more you think about it, it does make sense. And I would think the airlines would like that because it's less work probably on their flight attendants if you just sit people down and let them concentrate.
Everybody's occupied.
Go play in the corner with this.
That's right. Three main reasons. 39% want to receive their personal and general breaking news in flight. 19% want to play games, and 9% plan their vacation. So there you are. Let them do that. And today, a happy birthday to Harry Potter. Well, I'm sorry, Harry Potter's not real. But it's J.K. Rowling's birthday, so I guess that way she knew she'd never forget to buy him a present. All right, we're back tomorrow at 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.